Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Yeah, go ahead, open your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 1. A lot of people want things easy. They want life to be easy. They want relationship to be easy. They want finances to be easy. They want to navigate through life. They want that to be easy. They want parenting to be easy. They want marriage to be easy. They want business to be easy. You have all of these people with entrepreneurial ideas. They want that to be easy. They want success to be easy. And that's not life. God never promised you. Jesus said in Matthew 11, he says, my yoke is easy. That's why he said, learn of me. And what he mean by his yoke is how to walk after my example, how to be like me, how to access what I access, apply things like I apply them. He says, you can learn that. That's easy. The thing that has to keep you going is you have to understand this thing called expectation. So we're going to begin a teaching because we're in the middle of this month. We're going to be ending 1 year, stepping into another year. But I want you to generate momentum. Say momentum. I want you to generate momentum so that you'll know how to not stumble into the new year, but step into it with a momentous thrust. And so we're going to look at some things, and this is just the introduction, and we're going to call it this. You ready to write? Here's our subject. The power of kingdom expectation. The power of kingdom expectation. The power of kingdom expectation. Philippians chapter 1. And let me see here. On my phone here, I have one of my files I call Mark's Dictionary Words. Yes, I got my own dictionary. And so I'm going to pull some of my definitions of expectation. So we're looking at the power of kingdom expectation. I get upset many times when I see or hear how some Christians vacillate. Sometimes they on fire, sometimes they not. Then they use excuses for not being on fire. They use excuses for being in fear. They use excuses for not being serious about the things of God. And then they want you to pray for them. Well, if they made up their mind not to be serious, then what is my prayer going to do? Because prayer does not override a person's will, because God doesn't override a person's will. And so I just want us to look at some things we'll see, how far we get. I'm not looking to get far today. And I've been putting together some notes, look at that, writing on all kind of things, because I really want this to get in your spirit. Okay, Philippians chapter 1. Let's start at verse 19. Verse 19. Philippians chapter 1. I'm reading from the King James Bible. You follow along in whatever translation you have. The Bible says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Can you circle those first three words? For I know. For I know. I want you to be at the place in your Christian walk that you know some things. I need a timer. Okay. Put me a timer. I just want to go 25 minutes. What time is it now?
12:28.
Okay. I'm going to give you some time even off of that. Somebody, she says 12:28. Somebody let me know when it's 12:40. Okay? All right. Verse 19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. I know that this shall turn through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Underline that in your Bible. That in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Verse 21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. I don't know yet. He hadn't made up his mind. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Everyone says far better, far better. But when we're, then why is it that when we are seeing someone depart from here, we think it's far worse? It's because we don't have a revelation. It's far better. But I love this because the Apostle Paul now, he's saying, I get to choose. And that's where I want you to get to understand. You do have a choice whether to live or to die. I can come through this. Why? Because verse 19 says, for I know that this shall turn. Okay, he says, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, verse 14, 24. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know, circle that in your Bible, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And then the last verse, verse 28. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Okay, I'm introducing this. My simple purpose in this, my brothers and sisters, is to give you the revelation that God has given me and I've been learning over the years about elevating your faith expectation. Write yourself a note. God wants me to elevate my faith expectation. God wants me to elevate what? My faith expectation. Why? And he wants me to elevate my faith expectation and my faith demeanor. He wants me to elevate my faith expectation and my faith demeanor. When we do this, it will invoke or make a demand on supernatural intervention. There is an expectation that heaven cannot resist. What's she say? There is an expectation that heaven cannot resist and must respond to. That's what I want. What about you?
Amen.
That's what I want. But oftentimes, in our walk with the Lord, we limit God because we're guilty of limiting God because all we're doing is we're hoping things get better. And instead of allowing our faith to graduate our hope into an intense expectation. Everyone say kingdom expectation. So it's the difference, watch this, it's the difference between a woman who wants to get pregnant and a woman who already is pregnant. Here's the difference. A woman who wants to be pregnant, she hopes to get pregnant. But a woman who is pregnant, she's no longer hoping. Watch what we say. We say she's
expecting.
You see the difference? Mm-hmm. One is hoping to be in that state. Another one is expecting because they're in that state. That's why I want us to learn so that we can build this trust, get out of this just hoping for things to get better, and let's use our faith to graduate our hope to kingdom expectation. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Religion, now, that's why you never get religion from me, because all religion does is put you in a place of optimism, meaning keep hoping. You even hear the phrase, keep hope alive. And that's good, but you got to get to the place where you can step into kingdom expectation. Put this down in your notes. Faith always puts me in a place of expectation. Faith always puts me in a place of expectation. Now, what does that mean? It means that something now, because I'm operating by faith, has been put into motion that assures me of a positive outcome. When you look at a lot of Christians, they do not have that disposition or that demeanor like they live in an expectation of positive outcome. They are wishing things just get better. But let me say it again. Faith always puts me in a, come on, a place of expectation. And what does that mean? It means that as I'm acting in faith, I know something has been put into motion that assures me of positive outcome. Now, here's another thing I want you to write. We're just introducing this because today all I'm simply doing is wanting you to show that no matter what your level of faith is, your level of faith can generate an expectation that'll get you started to where it will assure you of a positive outcome. I remember talking to my brother over here, and he was saying, Pastor Mark, I want to give more to the church. I said, that's good. He says, but right now, I said, no, we're not going to talk about what right now looks like. Because, see, if you do, then you're going to allow what things seem to be like right now become your definition. And whatever you allow to define you, if it's not the word of God, it limits you. Come on, you got to get that. Whatever you allow to define you, if it's not the word of God or the spirit of God, it will limit you. Whatever you allow to define you. So I said, no, brother. I said, we're going to expect God to increase your finances because he promised it. And so now, I'm just about done already. So I want to give you this. I think I'm going to jump the gun a little bit. Here you go. Here's the main thought that you need to leave here with today. You ready to write?
Yes.
When you're in faith, your mouth has to change and your demeanor has to change. Jesus. When you're in faith, your mouth has to change and your demeanor has to change. So we're talking about the power of kingdom expectation. So everyone say, when I'm in faith, my mouth has to change. And my demeanor has to change. My demeanor has to change. Now, the thing that you have to understand, dear hearts, in this little simple introduction is, what does the word demeanor mean? Well, I already said it. It's your demeanor involves your disposition. But it is your outward behavior, how you carry yourself, your conduct, how you acting, your outward behavior. So when you're in faith, your mouth has to change. You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't talk the problem. You don't talk the pressure. You're not in denial. Watch this. You're simply in discipline. I'm being disciplined by the word of God. I'm going to say what the word says, not my head says. And I tell people this, I am a very logical person, very analytical person. I went to college to be a computer programmer. And to be a computer programmer, and your major is computer science, man, everything is logical, analytical. It's creating. Now, I was in school back in the day to where we had to write the program and put everything out on punch cards. So we would go to the machine with all these punch cards that was going to program the computer with all the stuff we entered in. It took time to punch the card. And then just think about when you walk into the machine and somebody bump into you, all the cards go, you got to go do it all over again. But you'd be ready to fight. And here God takes this logical person, this analytical person, and says, you got to get to the place where you understand, discipline yourself based upon my principle, my kingdom principle, so that you'll develop a kingdom expectation. And I had to come out of my place of logic, reasoning. That don't make sense to me. And God, that's one phrase he got out of my vocabulary. Stop looking for things to make sense and look for something to make faith. Ooh. Okay. All right. So I'm getting ready to end with this. Here we go. What I want to give you. Go with me to Psalm 62 and 5. This is what we're going to end with. Psalm 62 and 5. I'm going to give you some things that I always teach on expectation. And that's all I'm going to give you today. Psalm 62 and 5. Go there with me. Glory to God. Now, one of the things... let me read the verse first. You there? Psalm 62 and 5. It says, my soul, come on, everybody, read with me. Ready? Read. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Look at verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. So when you have expectation, Psalm 62, 5, and 6 should come into play in your life. So here's my things I want to give you today. One of the things I've always said over the years is this. Whatever you expect, you prepare for. That's first and foremost. Whatever you expect, you prepare, blah, 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 you prepare for. I can look at a person to see if they're in expectation. What are they preparing for? You know what some people do? They still expect the worst, so they prepare for it. They expect the word of God to not work for them. They expect God not to come through because they say, well, look and see what's happening. And then it's like because of how I teach and preach, it's like they're challenging me. You know, rising up against me. Thank God I'm saved. Cause I'm you feeling froggy? Jump. But people expect the worst because they're holding on to all the negative stuff that has happened to them. So, number one, whatever you expect, you prepare for. You got that?
Yes.
All right. And then number two, y'all see, a lot of these y'all have heard me say over the years, expectation that can't be killed is expectation that can be fulfilled. See, I've been teaching you this over and over. But see, this season, you're going to get it past your head and into your core beliefs. Because we're stepping out of this year and we're going to step into the new year with a momentum thrust. Because we're going to build kingdom expectation. Expectation that can be killed is expectation that can be fulfilled. Now, how can you kill your expectation? With your mouth. With your mouth. Because what did you write? When you're in faith, your mouth has to change and your demeanor has to change. I always say this, you wear on your face what you really believe in your heart. Okay, number three, when expectation is strong, all excuses are gone. When expectation is strong, all excuses are gone. So that's why I don't use excuses, because if I'm living in expectation, then all my excuses are gone. All right? Number four. Never allow what's happening to you to define your expectation for you, Jesus. Never allow what's happening to you to define your expectation for you. Number five, your level of expectation always determines your manifestation. Your level of expectation always determines your level of manifestation. My level of expectation always determines my level of manifestation. So what I get, it ain't nobody's fault but mine. It's based on my level of expectation. Now watch this, see? Now if you understand this, then you will never you will never question the Holy Ghost just because you're facing difficult times. Because expectation that can be killed is expectation that will be fulfilled. So that means it can still be fulfilled in difficult times. What number am I on? Number six. Expectation. This is for Latrice. I'm just teasing. Expectation requires a determination in order to bring about a realization for a manifestation. Expectation requires a determination. It requires a determination. In order to bring about a realization for a manifestation. So I'll say all over it again. Expectation requires a determination in order to bring about a realization for a manifestation. Y'all got that one? For a manifestation. Yes. Yes. Everyone say, I'm here to get my expectation up.
I'm here to get my expectation up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
All right, all right.
Yes.
All right. Think about that. Expectation requires a determination in order to bring about a realization for a manifestation. Last one. I think that'll give y'all enough. What number is this? Yeah, it's good to stop on seven. It's good to stop on seven. Expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. Expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. So this is what we're going to be into now. I'm going to share this on both Sundays and Thursdays to help build this momentum up. I'm just introducing this today. Now, when you look at what you just wrote down, how strong has your expectation been?
That's a good question.
See, there's a big difference between wanting something
yes.
good
yes.
to happen and expecting something good to happen.
Sir.
It's different between wanting to be better and expecting to be better. Y'all see? How strong has your expectation been? You got to leave here giving yourself the checkup. Okay, I prayed to God, but did I attach my expectation with my prayer? I gave to God, I tithe, I gave offerings, but did I attach my expectation to my giving?
Yes, Lord.
I said that I wanted to help somebody, but did I attach my expectation to that help to where I will no longer lock them down to what they were or what they came out of, because I will never talk about it again. I'll never think about it again because my expectation has a determination. Y'all got that? This is what we want to get off into. Come on, stand to your feet. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we just come to you now and we yield to you. So everyone, come on, tell them that. Say, Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield. We yield to you and we fully expect you as we begin this new study to do something revolutionary on the inside of us. Father, we want to come out of this year, stepping into the new year, with a great momentum, and we're asking for your help. Now, pray this, say, Lord,
whatever that's in me,
that's been hindering me
from expecting
you to do more,
I'm asking you
to burn it up
and take it out of me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, you just don't know what you pray because he'll do it.
Yes.
And wait. And sometimes he'll use other people in your sphere to make you aware of what's in you. And then when that person leaves, he'll say, that's what I want out. Sometimes he'll use a situation to where you'll ask, why did this happen? He just used a situation to expose to you what was in you so that he could burn it out of you. So get ready for your expectation to go to a whole nother level.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Come on.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.